Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I knew it. As soon as we started to talk about Ray Ray, Coach is going to pop in.
I told you.
But one of the things my dad told me years ago, and I think it's good advice, is never overestimate your importance in an organization. Now, I don't know if that happened. We'll try to get it out of Coach. Either way, the numbers were not certainly commiserate with maybe what he thought he should have been getting as a touch rate. I don't know.
All right. I'm not going to start there. Hi, Coach.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good to see you guys.
You too, Rock.
Especially
good to see
in person,
you.
Man. I think that was the reason you guys kind of jinxed us last week not coming to work.
So. You already know. Everybody gets the Dukes and Bell bounce. So let's get back on it this week. I don't want to start with the Ray. We'll get there. I want to start with our quarterback and an update, Coach, because everybody's wondering, how's Michael? What's the deal?
Yeah, very early. You know, obviously one of the toughest guys I know, you know, has a bone bruise, you know, dealing with it, some significant stuff there, and obviously going to be limited in his fashion today. We'll know more tomorrow. We'll know more Friday. He's a guy that definitely wants to play, and we'll see if he can play. And if he can, he'll be out there. But we won't put him in harm's way at all costs. You know, we won't do that to him. So, like, we got to figure out and go through the course of the week and let those things play out.
Is it like the shin bone? I mean, we're doing like trying to play the anatomy game here. Is it like lower leg but not foot?
No, it's a bone behind. I don't want to play doctor either.
Okay.
But it's not what I've heard. I've heard ankle. I've heard shin. I've heard all kinds of stuff. But it's a bone back. This causes some discomfort behind his knee.
Okay.
And we just got to get it. We got to get it calmed down.
Gotcha.
Well, you know how those bone bruises are.
Right.
Pain in the neck.
I know you don't want a quarterback controversy smoke, but you do have a guy. If worse comes to worse, it can step in.
You know, I wouldn't even call it a quarterback controversy. It's just a guy having to fill in and do his job.
Right.
Right. Kurt's here. He's been our backup. He's been in great spirits. He's been a great human. He's been everything that you asked him to be throughout the course of the spot. So if he has to play, he has a lot of people here that has a lot of confidence in him.
Coach, how do we get better and more consistent on the offensive front? It's something we've been talking about. We look really good one game, and Coach, we know it's the NFL. It's hard.
That's right.
We look not as good the next game, and we're just simply speaking offensively here. I want to get your thoughts on the consistency in the red zone and being more consistent down there to punch it in and get points. What are you telling your guys? What are you guys focusing on to get better there?
The previous 2 weeks is what I liked. You know, we were able to go down there. We were able to punch it in. We were able to run the football versus Washington. We were able to get touchdowns in the red zone. We really got that thing rolling coming off the bye. That was the constant emphasis of it. We were able to keep it up versus Buffalo. Went out to the West Coast, and we just flat out got out physical. You know, we don't want to sugarcoat those things. They were more physical that day. They won the upfront battle, and usually the team that wins the upfront battle wins the game. But I will say this. Every game you play is not going to be as pretty as you would like it. And as you know, when you play in this league long enough, you got to find ways to win those ugly games. At the end of the day, it was 13-10 in the fourth quarter. With us with the ball with a fourth and one with a chance to go win that thing. You punch that in, you go win. You correct as you go and keep it moving. Find ways to feel better and get healthier and go play football. That wasn't the case. We lost that game, and you got to acknowledge that they were more physical than us, and those are things you got to start with first. So whether you're talking about just the red zone or just up front in general, those are things you got to fix.
Coach Raheem Morris with us, guys, inside the Ticketmaster Studios, because it is a copycat league. And if you're a defensive coach, when you were working with the Rams, for instance, you see something other teams using, okay, we could do some of that. Seems like when our defenses are in man-to-man, Michael is struggling sometimes getting the ball out or getting the ball on schedule. Fair or unfair?
It's hard to say that, because, you can look at the stats from the last game. They played more man, had success. The week before they came out, played more zone, we had more success. So all those things kind of, go based off the last emotional roller coaster that we jumped off of, right? But I got a lot of confidence in our guys playing against anything that we see and able to go play against, right? We won't play more teams that play more man in Tampa, and we had a lot of success versus those guys opening the season. And we got to go find that same success when we have it. We didn't have success last week as a team, and that stat would be blown out of proportion. But I like our guys. I like our matchups. I like Drake London. I like Mooney. I like Kyle Pitts. And we got to find ways to get the ball into their hands more to be able to go win those one-on-one matchups.
How do you beat a run blitz when they're doing what San Fran was doing?
They were doing a nice job of being able to bring that thing downhill. But we got to be able to pick those things up, identify the targets, get to where we need to get to. Let's get on our people, get bodies on bodies, and let Bijan, let Ty, let those guys go to work.
We told you a few weeks ago it was a thing. It still is. And I'm talking about Divine Diablo. What's the situation with Divine? We need him out there.
Yeah, week to week. Tough deal. We still got to contemplate some things and be able to make some moves. But, that's going to be a tough loss for us. He was playing excellent. He was playing great. He got hurt in the fifth play of the game. Was able to finish that first drive. He came out after the first drive and was not able to return. You never want to make excuses for losing anybody, but definitely going to be a tough loss with Divine.
What's the options, though, Coach? Because we were discussing here on the show, passing downs, he can run, so he was out there. He didn't come off the field for the most part. Options for us defensively, again, we're not asking for the game plan, but you got guys you feel comfortable with, third down situations, run down situations. How are we looking at that?
It's just like you mentioned, whenever you're replacing the guy that brings that much attention to everything that he does, whether it was pass, whether it was run, whether it was covering, playing, whatever it was, he was able to do, right? You gotta fill those roles by committee. And those are the things that you do through the course of the week. You try to find ways to do it, right? JD had to step into the game plan because that was his spot. That was the backup role. He went right out there and he was able to handle the stuff. Very proud of what he was able to do. Got a lot of confidence in our pick from last year. So he'll have a part of that role, but there'll also be other people that are involved in those things. And we'll plan us this week as we go. And we'll figure it out and get to the game and get ready to let that thing unleash.
Right. It's just Divine's just got that athleticism. He's almost like an oversized safety. So you got Helms, you got other weapons.
No question. But you hate to sit here and tell everybody what you're going to do, but you guys know what it takes when you're trying to replace a guy like that. You gave him a nickname already on the radio.
it's just fun, rootable dude. Troy Anderson, ever going to get back on the field?
Troy is still out. None of this stuff has changed from his progress from the IR. Yes, he will be back. Not right now. He's dealing with it. He's a tough guy. I got a lot of respect for him. I can't wait for him to get back. He gives us a lot of the same qualities that we lost.
Right.
I can't wait to get him back.
You hold the 49ers to 20 points on the road. I think that's, generally that's a winnable game. Xavier Watts making big plays, especially in the second half. Defense, there were some things that were there. I know Jeff Ulbrich owned the mistakes, but obviously, as you know, those things just can't happen in the NFL.
There's no doubt. You can't do those things. Those things can't happen. Jeff Ulbrich doesn't have to own the mistakes. It's a we thing, right? It's all of us, right? We all, as coaches, we all tend to take all the blame, all of it, all the time, just like I did after the game. I said it was my fault, right? And it all felt like that because it's our fault. It's our job. It's our job to get everybody right, to make sure we're doing all the things. So we'll do those things, and we'll correct them. But we are trying to play a lot of guys. We're getting those guys out there. So the onus falls on all of us. When the we happens, it's the players, it's the coaches, it's myself, it's everybody included. It has to be a joint thing that we have to get done in order to get those things done, in order to find a way to get that win.
Coach, not specifically to that play. Obviously, the 10 men on the field, I heard you earlier this week, maybe even after the game Monday, discuss this. But how do those things happen? Is it just, and I'm maybe over-exaggerating here, get your helmet, you got to get in there. Guys not familiar with being in there, this formation or what you want to do defensively changes. How does that even take place just for the normal fan to say, wait a minute, don't they know what they're doing?
Yeah, just like you talk about, right? We got a bunch of different personnel groupings, right? It's a bunch of different personnel groupings. You call a personnel grouping, you got to run out there, you got to be ready to go, and it's your turn up, right? If there's any confusion from a communication standpoint, that's where you run into the problem. We ran into the problem. We thought it was another grouping. We wasn't in that grouping. That person wasn't out there. You look out there, you see the line. The missing person's at a three technique. Shouldn't affect the third down and 15. But you still get off the grass with 10. You can't waste that timeout. And
that's how you felt. We weren't going to waste that timeout.
You can't. You need it, right? They had just scored. You got to find a way to go down there and try to find a way to win this game and give Michael two timeouts to win that game.
Right.
You can't waste it, and you got to get off on 3rd and 15.
I'm not going to get you to talk about the refs because that gets you in trouble. It'll get you a pocket.
Not going to do it.
But I will talk around it. If hypothetically somebody gets pulled in the end zone, is there a line of communication where somebody will get from the booth down to you and go, "Hey, man, we got to call a timeout, work the refs, try to get something to stop that play"?
I started this off by saying they were the more physical team.
So you're not going to don't even mess with it.
Yeah, like they out physical us, and you got to tell your team that. You got to tell your coaches that. You got to look yourself in the face. I mean, the mirror and say that. You got to tell your fans that they were the more physical team that day, and they won. And I give them nothing but credit.
All right, Coach, my biggest issue, I thought B should have got the ball more. I know these games.
Me, you both.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know.
And a healthy dose of Algier, too.
You always want B to get the ball more.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Let's start. Let's go back to the beginning of this conversation. They were the more physical team, right? In order for B to get the ball more, we got to be more efficient in our run game. We got to find ways to have efficient runs so you can give it to them again and again and again. And that's what we've been doing the last couple of weeks to get wins in. We were not able to do that. We had to find different ways to get it to them. We got it to them in the screen game. We got it to them in the pass game. And he was able to have a more of an effect there than we're able to have in our normal upfront flow of being able to turn around and the easiest playing football, hand it off to Bijan Robinson and watch him do magic. And when those things don't happen, you get off kilter. And that's what happened to us. So then you got to try to find a way to win that football game. And you got to find a way to do it. And like I mentioned before, 13-10, we got to make those plays, win the football game, and let you come back and be critical of those moments.
Right.
Fair enough. I hadn't heard you say that, which was, of course, I wanted to get in the ball. Because was my biggest, like, what he had, 40 yards or whatever it was. And I was like, I just felt like.
I think
like
it was 15 carries.
Yes.
Right? And then, like, as you know, when you get efficient runs, that quickly becomes 25, 30 carries.
That's right.
And another 15 for Tyler. And we're playing our brand and our style of football that we've been playing when we won.
Yep.
And we did not get a chance to get into that. Now, that's not what I was going to go according to plan. So how do you win the ugly football game?
Right. We got to take the little things. You coach both sides of the ball. Drake is an elite receiver. Does he have to be more crisper on that route? Does he have to sell it upfield before he makes that cut, and that's how they got the play?
Well, you sound like a great wideout coach.
No, I was a bad safety. I would trip guys, but was me.
Let's be honest. There's a lot of things that go into that play. The execution of it all, right? Drake's route, Mike's throw.
We're talking about the 4th and 1.
Yeah.
Our protection, all of those things, right? And Drake won on the route, so we can get it out there. But can we get a better route? There's no doubt about it. You know, he's one of the best players in the National Football League. I love him. And there's nothing that we won't be able to correct on those things. And those are correctable moments where you got to get that money down completion and you got to get it done. And we got a bunch of money down players, whether it's Bijan, whether it's Drake, whether it's Mooney, whether it's Kyle Pitts this year. And he's been showing that. He made a play earlier. Both of those two, him and 9, spectacular players all across the field. We got to make this place.
We got a few more things for you, Coach Ra, hanging out with us here inside the Ticketmaster Studios. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. Falcons getting ready for the Dolphins Sunday at home. We got to handle business. Coach, as far as the criticism, don't know how much you're hearing. Again, you guys are focused of your offensive coordinator because of the inconsistencies of the offense. Fair? Unfair? How do you view that? Or is it just, hey, let's keep it moving because – everybody seems to be talking about Zach Robinson and where we're lacking. And is it fair from where you sit? What do you think?
I don't know. We don't play in that game. We don't play in that world, right? We just go out there and try to win football games. And right now we are 500, and we got to find a way to win the next game, right? The criticism is going to come to us. This is the roles we chose. These are the roles we're going to be in, right? Last week we had the first defense and the second offense, and you can be critical of even parts of the game that we need to get better in. But we'll be as critical on ourselves as we need to be, and we want to score more touchdowns in the red zone, right? We want to go out there and stop people from running football and put them in known pass situations. And that's got to be our identity, try to win football games. That's been our formula, and that's what we need to do more of.
If you see things evolving as a coach on the sideline, do you give Zach autonomy? You lean as guy, you know, this Pitts thing is working. Let's dial up some.
The what thing is working?
The Pitts thing, for instance.
Like, no. But everybody feels that way, right?
Right.
But that's where you get away from. Okay, I want to get the ball more to Bijan, and then now you get some more balls to Pitts, and he did get more balls this week.
Right.
We got a big play taken away from him, and a penalty on a holding. He actually got a couple more balls. He would have been over 100 yards with that ball, but that also takes away from Bijan.
Right.
So then you get the concurrent question from your buddy over here about giving the ball to Bijan.
And I know we always
you got to find ways to win the game.
Yes. We use the Michael Jordan, Michael Jordan analogy. Tito, step up, but no, Michael Jordan. You know, sometimes BJ would hit the shot, or Paxton would hit the shot.
That's right.
You know. in some cases, that's why we said, just to be accurate, you know, when they're doing that zone blitz and all of a sudden those cutback lanes and when he makes those jump cuts aren't working, is Algier maybe the better weapon? Because he only had four touches.
I mean, what kind of question that? This guy just asked me to put Bijan in, boy, and now you're asking me to put Tyler in.
This is good coaching. It's bad cop, bad cop.
You guys have me in a no-win situation. There is no matter what you say, you lose, Ra. Who's running this show? I mean, we got to get on the same page here.
You know where I'm at. I mean, listen, I just told you where I'm at.
And I wanted more Algier, so two different opinions on this.
We just said this, right? How do you get more Algier? Do you get more efficient runs on early down and distance, and then that opens up windows for B to get 20. That opens up the window for Algier to get 15.
Right.
That opens up the deal for you to have a nice, you know, 30-whatever rushing game, and for whatever amount of yards to get whatever you get done, and then you're mad at me about Drake not getting the ball or Kyle Pitts. So, like, you got to find ways to win the game, and you got to be able to go out there and get those things done. So, like,
right.
You can't worry about it. This is the reason I say stature for losers. Because of YouTube.
No, wait a minute. We didn't have anything to do with it. Coach,
it's YouTube.
We got to ask you about my
You get the fans all fired up about who you're going to get the ball, and you forget about
them. Yeah, because we want the ball in our playmakers' hands.
And then you forget about the most important thing.
Wins. No, right. Wins. Look, you're right. If we won, I'd still complain, but I wouldn't be complaining as much.
I was just saying sledgehammer over
it's
scalpel.
The truth.
It's because you guys are the fantasy football world.
This is not true.
You are. You guys are with the young people now. You're the fantasy football world.
We on TikTok every night? Come on.
You forgot about your roots.
Come on now.
Real quick, we got to ask you a couple more things. I know David Bassett's asking you to go. You got meetings, and you got to get ready for the Dolphins. You know Mike McDaniel well.
Yes.
Right.
He's really good, Coach,
yes.
Offensively. Mind just the way he works.
Yes.
But his team is 1-6. They're coming in here desperate to try to get back on track. I think it's a dangerous game simply because of where they are. But we can't worry about them. But I just wanted to get your thoughts on Mike as a head coach and then what you're seeing from the Dolphins.
Yeah, all these games are dangerous. You know, this is the National Football League. Everybody you go out against every single week has the ability to embarrass you. You know, like you were Sunday away from humble pie every single week. And, like, you know, Mike's a great football coach. Mike was here with us in 2016 in those runs and doing some of the different things then. You tried to get rid of him 15, too.
I did not.
Yes, you did. He wasn't giving the ball to Julio enough. We forget about all these things.
Wait a minute. That's true.
We forget about all these things. Like, we got these great coaches. There's Kyle Shanahan, who we want to run out of here as well, or Mike McDaniel.
Oh, so you remember that?
I remember everything that you guys said.
Hey, I wanted Matt LaFleur as the OC. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Now we wanted Matt LaFleur as the OC.
It was the first year.
Oh, yes, yeah.
We did. I don't think people understood what was going on. All right.
You know what?
I just seen a thing today that I'm going to be a radio show host. So you guys watch out because I'm coming to replace you guys.
How about it?
Wait a minute.
Well, he's getting up.
We got one more. We got one more.
We know you addressed the Ray McLeod situation.
Yes.
Just for our listeners, obviously, perhaps not happy with it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
His role, did it cross a line where you felt it just was not tenable anymore to have him on the roster?
No. You know, like, it's you got to go through the process of what's best for the football team every single week. And what's best for the football team was to put him down in the last couple of weeks we did, And then ultimately, you got to make a decision, and you got to find out what's best for us, and you got to move forward. And you can't let it affect our team. You can't let it affect us winning. You can't let it affect us. And I wish him nothing but the best. He gave us a year last year that was special. It was the best year of his career. He gave us a lot of effort, gave us a lot of energy, and I wish nothing but the best moving forward.
Do you have like a players' council on the team of leaders to talk about some of these things?
We got captains.
Okay.
You know, and then obviously we got the Charlie Warner law firm that can bring anything to me. So, like, I got an open door policy with all my guys.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, obviously, this is not a disciplinary thing. This is not one of those type of roles. But we got to find ways to win football games. We got to do the best for us.
Fair enough. Rob, thank you.
Right. Thank you. Good luck.
Get the dub, man.
Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Raheem Morris, guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.